episode 130 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 130. I am your host, David Aguirre, author of The Walking Leader. Thank you for stopping by. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your time. In this episode, I begin a new series, as the title says, Learning Those Soft Skills. Learn Those Soft Skills. This is the first of a 12-part series on soft skills. However, please note that I will be publishing one episode in the series once a week. So every week there's going to be a new episode. So for the next 12, including this week. So instead of the normal 2 weeks between episodes, again, like I said, I'll be publishing weekly. And why the accelerated pace of the podcast instead of, you know, taking my time? No, because I'm a huge believer that soft skills are what make or break a new hire. They're also what make or break a tenured staff, soft skills. And I come from a place that while knowing your craft and sharpening your hard skills is critical to your continued success, it is those soft skills that will get you onto the payroll as a new hire, and it's those soft skills that will keep you on the payroll as a new hire. It's non-negotiable. Those soft skills are critical just as much as the hard skills. So what exactly are soft skills? Well, folks, I'm going to refer to the Indeed.com website. There's a great article. It's called Hard Skills versus Soft Skills. And they give a really good explanation as to what exactly are soft skills. And those are personal habits and traits that shape how you work on your own and with others. Effective communication, for example, is a key soft skill that many employers seek. While others include dependability, effective teamwork, and active listening, again, critical. Soft skills are essential to your career and as you search for jobs, while hard skills necessary to successfully perform technical tasks in a job. Soft skills are necessary to create a positive and functional work environment. There it is right there. A positive and functional work environment. And the article continues, for this reason, employers often seek individuals who possess proven hard and soft skills. So again, while you're still in school, while you're learning your craft, while you're learning and getting your education, you also need to do and learn and develop your soft skills. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. So some employers may prefer to select candidates who have a stronger set of soft skills over hard skills, as soft skills are at times more difficult to develop. Yes, they are more difficult to develop. And so you have got to understand that while you're learning to become an accountant and you want to go up for your CPA, understand that you're still going to have to deal with people and you're going to have to start working on those soft skills. And so let's kind of slow down here for a bit. Let's go back to what are hard skills. And again, from the same article, what are hard skills? Well, hard skills, those are those things that they're the technical knowledge, the training that you have gained through life experience, through careers or other jobs, education, going to school, going to college, going to a technical school, a vocational school, medical school, nursing school, wherever that you've picked up what it takes to do that job. If you're the food service retail, then you know how to use a point of sale system. And that's a hard skill. Remember, I was talking about CPAs. Well, you definitely need to learn how to use or know how to use Microsoft Excel. And if you're going to be working in a different country, you definitely need to learn a foreign language or the other language, the second language, and you need to be able to speak it fluently. Those are hard skills. Those are hard skills. And some of us are taught early on in life that the very first hard skill is the second language, and that is awesome. And if you can, the third language. But never stop learning. It's basically what that's telling you right there. The hard skills you can always continue to learn, hone, as I talked about in episode 129 of the podcast, is honing your craft, honing your skills. So again, know that that's what the hard skills are. It's the technical side of things. It's the knowledge, it's the training, it's your job, it's what you're learning how to do your job. But it's those soft skills, is interacting with everyone. And that's why they are important, because you are interacting with everyone around you, internal, external, stakeholders, across the board, anybody and everybody you come deal with. A CPA, you're going to set up shop, but you put out your shingle that you're open for business and it's tax season, well, you're going to have to deal with all kinds of people because all kinds of people pay taxes. Same thing as a doctor. You're going to deal with all kinds of people because all kinds of people have problems. You're not always going to have the perfect patient. You're not always going to have the perfect client. Everybody is different. And it's those soft skills that help you deal with and handle the differences in everyone. So that being said, who needs to learn the soft skills? Well, it's simple. Everyone, whether you're working or not working, whether you're still in school or not in school, everyone needs to learn those soft skills. Those soft skills are critical to success. Those soft skills are critical to the success of the hard skills. They work hand in hand, they're in tandem, and they are, I can't stress it any further, they are beyond just critical. It's the lifeline. They're a symbiotic relationship. The soft and the hard skills are symbiotes. They work together to succeed together. Now, when can soft skills be learned? Folks, that's easy. Those soft skills are learned constantly at any point in your life. Most of us pick up our soft skills in the playground. We go playground and we're young and we're little and we're, for the first time, we're interacting with other kids. And, you know, it's really neat to see the young kids get together for the first time. Never met that person before. But then all of a sudden they come, Mom, Dad, this is my friend. There's your soft skill right there. This is my friend. Immediately you identify this person as your friend. You've never met them before, but immediately you make friends with them. But that's the neat thing we have as children. We can do that. And then, however, as we become adults and learn more and start interacting with other people, and we start seeing some people we like, some people we take some time to like, and some people we just, no matter how hard we try, we just can't. But yet we still have to work with them. Those are the soft skills. That's when soft skills come in play. Because not everyone's going to like us, and we're not going to like everyone. And that is a sad reality, but it's a truth. It's a truth. While we were young, innocent, we didn't know better. We liked everyone, and everyone liked us, and that was a good thing. But as we grow up, well, there we go. So when can we learn soft skills? All the time. You can pick one up right now. You can pick up a soft skill right now, and you do it. But where are soft skills taught? Where are they taught? Is there a school? Is there a class? Yes, sometimes there's people that will share their knowledge, their wisdom, their acquisition of the soft skills and how they dealt with it. And that's kind of what I'm going to do here with you over the next 12 episodes. Now, again, where are the soft skills taught? Well, they're taught you. You have to take the initiative. They're everywhere. Everybody has them. That's why we have mentors. That's why we have leaders. That's why we have parents. That's why we have our elders, our grandparents. We have to take that initiative and say, hey, look, I need some help with my soft skills. I need some help. And I have a little problem being open-minded. Well, then you obviously go to somebody who is a little open-minded and has no problem being open-minded. But you're not going to go ask someone for help if they're closed-minded individuals. If all they see is a certain type of individual as bad, but yet they see themselves as good and others like them as good people, then there's a problem there because there is no openness. It's very closed-mindedness. But there's some other things. Communication. Teamwork. Oh my, teamwork. You know, being an only child. I'm not an only child, but those that I've experienced, that's a big one because they don't learn teamwork from beginning. They don't learn it from having brothers or sisters. And again, that's a disservice. But again, I've met some great people who are great team players, even though they are only children. Again, it works because people want it to work, because they want it to work. So for the other 11 sessions, we're going to talk about, and these are the soft skills I'm going to dive deeper into. Communication, adaptability, flexibility, teamwork, problem solving, critical observation, conflict resolution, leadership. Yes, leadership is a soft skill. Work ethic, accepting feedback and giving feedback. And then I'm going to consolidate a group of them into one, into the very last one is confidence, creative thinking, listening, accountability, responsibility, emotional awareness, and empathy. And that's a big one, empathy. A lot of people see empathy as a weakness, but folks, empathy is really a strength. A lot of people see that as a weakness, and that is sad. But working together and realizing that, hey, everyone is unique everyone has the same goal in mind, but yet everyone's different. And we understand that everybody brings a little something different to the table. You know, it's not a weakness to exploit. It's a strength to embolden, to make better, to get out there and do it. So understand that it's going to take some time, and it's going to take 11 more episodes after this one. But I want to share with you, because like I said, I am a big believer that soft skills are what makes us or breaks us. And for those of you that are getting ready to enter the workplace for the very first time, you know, you've been in school, you've been in high school, you've been in college, and now it's time to step up and say, hey, look, this is what I got to do. Well, understand that they're not just looking for your technical ability. They're just not looking for you to just punch the keys on the point of sale system on the cash register. They're actually looking for you to smile, to engage the customer, to engage the client, and do what it takes to have them come back again and again and again to become repeat customers. Because again, if you can interact with the customer and you can get them to sell, you can get them to buy, then you're an asset to the organization. And trust me, they'll do that. They'll recognize that. They'll see that. If you can deliver on what you said you promised you could deliver without hesitation, then you're well on your way. So I thank you for joining me right now. I thank you for joining me on this adventure we're about to take, this 12-part series on learning those soft skills. And I do hope you can join me all the way through. And like I said, I'll be publishing one every week. And until next week, my name is Dave Guerra. I'm the author of The Walking Leader. I do appreciate you taking this time to download me, to listen. And I look forward to hearing from you. So email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or tweet at me, at Dave Guerra, DaveGuerra, on Twitter. And let me know if you have any comments, questions, concerns as we go along. And let's have some fun with this, because again, it doesn't have to be difficult and it can be a lot of fun. And that having fun is a soft skill. So until next time, talk to you soon.